Scientists in London have discovered that an altered gene affects levels of the sex hormone estrogen in young women, and that estrogen is associated with causing breast cancer before the menopause, just as it does after. The findings suggest that gene tests could help predict which women are more at risk. Professor Isabel dos Santos Silva told me the breakthrough came thanks to the dedication of hundreds of women volunteering to be tested.
We ask women to collect repeat urine samples throughout a single menstrual cycle. So we ask them to collect about 7 in specific days of the cycle, target to the day duration. And amazingly, most women complied. So we have a very good participation rate, and that's how we managed to carry on the study the way we did. So we managed to look at genes in relation to cyclical variations of levels of sex hormones throughout the menstrual cycle, and we did find a particular gene that is associated with a 22% reduction in a product in the urine, which reflects the level of metabolism, the way that the hormone is breakdown in the body.
Right, so this means then that this particular gene, and of course it is one of other genes, isn't it, could affect your breast cancer risk because it affects estrogen.
Exactly, and so that's what we did the second part of the study. We then looked at this gene in about 10,000 cases and 17,000 controls, so cases of women who had been diagnosed with breast cancer and controls being healthy women. And we looked to see whether this gene affected breast cancer risk. And we found that it was associated, this particular variant was associated with 9% reduction in breast cancer risk. So going the direction one would have, you know, speculate given the effects on estrogen levels. But it was only doing that in breast cancer diagnosed before age 50. So in premenopausal breast cancer.
So this is some of the first definite information about the hormonal influences in premenopausal disease.
Absolutely. So it's really the first evidence showing, as one would suspect it for a long time, that estrogen levels are important in the etiology of breast cancer at premenopausal ages. And that the effect of the gene on breast cancer research, this particular genetic variant, is probably modulated through the levels of estrogen levels, although we didn't have direct evidence to show that bit.
Now, why is all of this important? Because that's a small but significant increase in breast cancer risk. Why is this important to women?
First of all, this is a window of trying to understand what are the causes of breast cancer, and so clarifies the origins of the disease. But it has a more important value in terms of prediction. So it's just one single gene, but it's one of a large number that are currently be identified that may one day lead to individual prediction of risk and maybe to personalized medicine. So it's very early days, but one can see in the long term has more genes, as we know more about the genes that are associated with breast cancer, that all this information can be used to predict individual risks and to lead to the development of specific drugs that are targeted at an individual level.
Now, this is important in a country like Britain, where breast cancer is the most common form of cancer diagnosed. But why is it important in low and middle income countries?
Well, breast cancer is the most common cancer diagnosed among women in Western countries. But it is also the most common in regions like Africa, Latin America, Asia. I mean, we have seen this transition whereby in the last couple of decades, whereby breast cancer has become much more common than cervical cancer. Cervical cancer used to be the most common in low and middle income countries. It's no longer the case. So we have really seen this transition. And so trying to understand the causes of breast cancer and what can be done is absolutely crucial, because there is kind of almost a hidden epidemic of breast cancer that will happen. Most of the cases will be coming from low and middle income countries. Countries that don't have screening programs, and where at the moment we can't really see any possibility of them being able to set up screening programs or afford them. So trying to understand the causes of breast cancer will hopefully help in the long run.
Isabel dos Santos Silva, Professor of Epidemiology at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. For Audio News, I'm Peter Goodwin.